This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The University of Akron is facing an August 3rd deadline for contract negotiations with the professors' union. If the vote fails, the deal goes to arbitration for a final ruling. The two sides are at odds after more than 170 staff were laid off, including nearly 100 union workers. I spoke with the head of both sides, University President Gary Miller and Union President Pam Schultz. Schultz says layoffs put university programs at risk.
It's been a very stressful summer. I can't tell you how many really anxious, upset people I've talked to over the summer, because we've all been waiting to find out if we have jobs in fall at the same time that we're actually preparing for fall. And that has just been excruciating, especially during a pandemic when we're all isolating at home. And so now, I mean, we had hoped that university administration and the faculty members could sit down and work out something that both sides viewed as reasonable and we could try to live with so we could move forward and avoid arbitration. Unfortunately, we were not able to come to that kind of decision together.
You're talking like it definitely will go to arbitration. Do you think that is the way it's going to go?
I should say that. I absolutely have no idea how this vote will come out. So I'm sorry if I misspoke. No, I actually have no idea how this vote's going to go. I wish I could forecast it for you. I just can't.
In your estimation, what would be a better deal? Would that mean less layoffs? I know the proposed contract calls for almost 100 of your colleagues to be laid off.
The main thing that's been on my mind, I mean, all day, every day, has been how to reduce that list. And I know the entire negotiating team felt the same way. We really wanted to protect our bargaining unit members, and we wanted to preserve the institution. And we were really concerned that this decision would be a bad one for the university. It was hard for me to even imagine how a university could absorb 20% or actually a bit over 20% cut, a loss in its faculty due to retirements and involuntary separations, layoffs. I still don't really understand it. At some point, the out of control athletic spending, the approving, expenditures on expensive coaches and buying them out of their contracts and continuing to pay the previous coach while you're paying a new coach and you bought him out of his. This, like, at a time when you claim you have financial problems, to continue to waste money openly. And to, while you have a hiring freeze on the academic side, while you're proposing cuts on the academic side, at some point, someone needs to be held accountable for that, because I see them diminishing a great university.
President Miller announced he's forming that task force in the fall to look into athletic spending. Do you think that's kind of an olive branch to the union, to faculty?
Well, I hope it is. I think it certainly, I'm just going to take it on its face that, yes, that is what he's attempting to do, and I appreciate that. I wish we had had these discussions before we decided to cut, almost 100 of our bargaining unit colleagues and kind of pressure others into retiring. You notice the number of retirements on that list. There are people who retired to save their colleagues' jobs, and there are people who retired to be able to gracefully exit the university and not be laid off. So we really have been cut considerably, and it seems to me before you do that kind of dramatic downsizing that it would make sense to look at everything carefully before you have to make that kind of hard choice that President Miller has described as heartbreaking.
That's Pam Schultz with the University of Akron chapter of the American Association of University Professors. Union members have until August 3rd to vote on the proposed contract. Now, my conversation with UA President Gary Miller, who says the pandemic forced the university to accelerate its timeline for getting out of debt.
You know, this university has had force reductions several times over the last couple of years that have not involved faculty. So it's just come to the place where we also had to reduce faculty. But there were 178 people involved in that reduction. And, you know, we share the union's despair about having to let colleagues go. Nobody wants to be in that situation, and surely we would not be there had we not clearly concluded that we had to be there.
Because financially, that's the way you make UA work and be the healthiest it can be going forward. Is that what you're saying?
When I came here in October, if you looked at our reserves and the financial resources that we had, we really had to resolve our financial challenges, which have been part of UA for over a decade. We had about 4 years to resolve that. What COVID did was collapse all of that into a single year. We had to now resolve it, and the reason it did that is because it so depleted our revenue streams, and it added such a volatility to the future, particularly with enrollment, that we could not go into the next fiscal year without resolving. We had to immediately resolve it. And it was about a $65 million problem. And we, through the actions that we've taken recently, have resolved about $45 million of it. And so if the contract is passed, we really have a chance now for the first time in a long time for the university to sort of move forward and start to grow and continue to be the great university it's been for a long time. So the COVID, it's all about the COVID situation. That's that, when you apply that to what we had to do, that's what required us to do to take these actions.
Would that bridge the budget gap completely?
It would not. It would get very close to it. But we did not believe we could go all the way to the $65 million because we do need faculty and we need to have the right kind of staffing levels. But I will say that the reduction in force, that is people leaving, does not depend on, that's going to go forward whether or not the contract is approved. Approval of the contract gets us another year. It also adds some benefits in for some folks who are retiring, which the union wanted, we agreed should have, which would not be there if the contract is not approved.
About how much would be left to bridge that budget hole if the contract is approved?
Yeah, so we'll still have roughly it's hard to say, it depends on roughly a $20 million problem. You know, that's much more manageable for us, particularly if we get into next year and we start to, COVID starts to clear. If we get through this, contract is approved and we get through this, then we will have reserves in order to give us a little more time to be back to where we were before. Now we have a little more time, but we also are staffed in a more rational way for our enrollment picture.
If the two sides don't come to an agreement on August 3rd, it goes into arbitration. What does that mean exactly for the university?
Well, I don't want to discuss our legal strategy in this interview. I think that this will be approved. I think there's really a deep discussion going on right now. I think folks don't understand that really we're talking about the future here, that this is just a really tough decision to make for a brighter future, and I have some confidence that will happen.
So you think the vote is going to go through?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's I have a lot of faith in this faculty, what I've heard, the questions I've heard lately suggest deep consideration. And I think folks who do look at it carefully will come to the same conclusion we came to, which is this is really hard and it has to be done. And there is a future, a bright future afterwards.
That's University of Akron President Gary Miller talking about contract negotiations with the university's professors union ahead of the August 3rd deadline. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.